Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, January 14th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF has dismissed as nonsensical reports that President Mugabe is sick.
We've always heard of this every time the president takes some holiday. Those who are studying Roma must be very much ashamed of themselves.
Zimbabwe is set to resume heart surgeries after receiving equipment worth $300,000.
For performing the surgery in Zimbabwe has its advantages, among them accessibility by the ordinary person in the streets.
And local government minister Sevia Katsukwere says Mutare councillors are corrupt.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
ZANU-PF has dismissed as nonsensical reports that President Mugabe is sick. Ruling party spokesman Simon Kayamoyo says it is unfortunate that some people are making such remarks about the president who is on holiday in the Far East. His remarks come at a time when presidential spokesman George Charamba dismissed the reports as a grim lie and being peddled by some bogus publication. Charamba told the state-controlled Herald newspaper that, quote, "You cannot doubt that there will be a story on the president's alleged death every January." Online publication ZimEye has over the years released such reports annually, which have been rebutted by the government as wayward. Moyo tells Studio 7's Gives Dube, Mr. Mugabe is alive and well in the Far East.
Well, the presidential spokesman, Comrade Gary Charamba, I think answered very well adequately. This is not a new story. We've always heard of this every time the president takes some holiday. So I think the answer given by the presidential spokesman was fully adequate. And I believe those who were studying Roma must be very much ashamed of themselves.
So now, why do you think people end up spreading this kind of rumor, Mr. S.K. Moyo?
I can't think for other people. I don't know what they think. All I can say is that the facts are given today in response by the spokesman.
And basically, when we look at the president's holiday, people are even asking, where is he exactly? Which country? What can you say?
Why should they be interested in which country?
Maybe they want to find out where their president is.
Well, they can find out from the president's spokesman, as I've said.
And lastly, Mr. S.K. Moyo, some people are saying, you know, the president could have saved a little bit of money here and there. We can have his holiday in Matopos, Victoria Falls, you know, so that Zimbabweans can get food. Or what can you say about such a kind of remarks?
Well, that's not for me to talk about. Why don't they ask the president himself if they want? What's wrong with spending a holiday anywhere in the world?
That was Simon Kayamoyo, ZANU-PF spokesman, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare. Political analyst Shadrack Guto of the University of South Africa says it is not surprising that Zimbabweans are talking about the president's health.
It is because President Robert Mugabe is of very advanced age. And from that point of view, naturally, he starts really suffering from ill health. So that is not disputed. The question of why he always goes to Asia for holiday, not just the media cooking up things, but the question is, what is the explanation why he always goes to Asia and doesn't go in Africa? Secondly, is he of good health? So those are two questions which are very important for not just Zimbabweans, but for Africa and the world.
When you talk about his health, you know, there's been this rumor that has been dismissed by government that the president had some complications in terms of his health. But when you read some of the messages that are being posted by people on social media, some of them are very unpleasant. You know, they are actually wishing the president to be dead or something like that. Do you think this is African?
However, you don't like them, you hate them and so on. it is dangerous, and I think an African to wish somebody to die. But the question is Mugabe nearing natural death? That is true, he is. And that is basically on the fact that we are all going to die one day or another. We don't live forever. And he's reached a stage where, you know, very few people pass that age and continue to live. But not only continue to live, because you can live in a vegetative manner. Do you live there with really a mind to lead a nation? And that is the issue that faces Zimbabweans and the world.
That was Cedric Gutwe, a political analyst with the University of South Africa, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Johannesburg.
Zimbabwe will next month resume open heart surgeries after Parirenyatwa Group of Hospitals received medical equipment worth more than $300,000 from the Dublin-headquartered company Medtronic Conduct Operations. More from our reporter Ivan Jifera.
Open heart surgeries, which commenced locally in 1995, were stopped in 2003 due to the country's economic meltdown and are set to resume next month amid reports that there are more than 400 patients awaiting heart operations. Since 2003, some patients have been going to countries like South Africa and India for heart surgery, while poor people in need of such medical help have died while waiting for operations. Commissioning the equipment, which consists of a heart-lung machine, a heat cooler machine, a CT machine, and an autolog cell saver, Health Deputy Minister Adrian Musiwa said performing surgeries in Zimbabwe would ensure accessibility by those who can't afford to go to other nations to seek medical attention.
Performing the surgery in Zimbabwe has its advantages, among them accessibility by the ordinary person in the street who initially were unable to afford to go to India or South Africa. The much needed foreign currency will also be spared in the process.
Cardiothoracic surgeon Dr. David Chimuka, who will be in charge of the heart surgeries, commended Medtronic for giving Zimbabwe the equipment, adding that government must ensure that accessories would be availed timeously so that people can get the necessary medical attention.
This heart team must be given the privilege of saying what we want, we must be provided. There is no way you can wait for a heart when you've got a disease and something to sort out and say, I'm going to wait for 10 or for 6 weeks. The heart will be gone. It will be dead and the person will be dead.
Dr. Chimuka said surgeries that would be conducted in conjunction with experts from South Korea will commence soon with a batch of 10 children followed by a group of 30 adults. He said a lot of patients with heart valve problems need urgent help to save their lives.
At the present moment, we know that well that a lot of our patients have got problems with heart valves, and so they need new valves in their hearts or the valves being repaired. We know there's an average of about 200 to 300 adult patients who need heart surgery. And in terms of children, a lot of children, like in any other part of the world, 10% of the children who are born have got a heart, congenital heart disease. The same thing here in Zimbabwe. We have about 100 to 150 children who need heart surgery.
It costs on average $4,000 and $6,000 for an operation for a child and adult respectively. Dr. Chimuka said this was far much less compared to India and South Africa, where patients also incurred traveling costs. He said the problem of heart disease was serious in Zimbabwe and they intend to conduct operations during weekends in order to clear patients on the waiting list. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.